From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, January 6th. North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa has died. The Associated Press reports today that the congressman's death was confirmed by House Majority Whip Tom Emmer and National Republican Congressional Committee Chairman Richard Hudson. He was 65. LaMalfa's cause of death was not immediately announced. LaMalfa was a rice farmer and lived in Butte County. He represented California's 1st congressional district and was first elected to Congress in 2012. The U.S. invasion of Venezuela and capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife this past weekend has some North State experts concerned about what could come next. That includes Steve Lewis, a professor of Latin American history at Chico State. He says President Donald Trump's operation will likely have global implications.
The UN has been totally bypassed in this whole process, right? Trump himself has weakened NATO, indicating that Greenland may be next, right? Which is a direct threat to Denmark and to Europe. I think we're entering dangerous times.
Lewis says the U.S. has had a troubled history of intervening militarily in Latin America. In many cases, the interventions increased instability in the region. He says the Trump administration is primarily interested in the country's massive oil reserves. In a news conference, Trump said the U.S. and others will benefit from seized oil assets. The city of Chico could hand over one of its parks to an independent organization. The decision will be made at this week's council meeting. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Depot Park is located in central Chico, right next to the train station. City staff is recommending that the council consider transferring ownership of Depot Park to the Chico Area Recreation and Park District, or CARD. NSPR reached out to the city about why city staff is proposing a transfer, but offices were on a holiday recess. CARD is a special district that works with the city. It owns and maintains more than a dozen of the city's parks. That includes Humboldt Skate Park, DeGarmo Park, and Rotary Park. The city says the switch won't involve any monetary exchange because it's a public benefit. If the council agrees, CARD's ownership would begin around March 1st. In Chico, I'm Ken Duvall.
The city of Chico is inviting public comment to help with development of its 5-year master plan for local parks. The Chico Area Recreation and Park District will host a series of sessions for the community to provide its input on what improvements might be made. The first meeting is scheduled for Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 7 at the Lakeside Pavilion. There will be a second on Thursday at the CARD Community Center, and the final session will be held on January 14th. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office will no longer send press releases by email. Instead, the office says all releases will only be distributed on its website and social media accounts. Donnie Chamberlain is a reporter and the founder of anewscafe.com, an independent media outlet that covers Shasta County.
I was not pleased at this news. I think it makes it more difficult for media to be able to stay on top of stories.
In a press release, the sheriff's office says the move is intended to give the public and media equal access to information at the same time. But Chamberlain says the change makes information less accessible to reporters.
Now it forces journalists to have to go to each of those sites multiple times a day just in the off chance of catching something that they may have missed.
In an email, Shasta Scout editor Annalise Pierce told NSPR the shift mirrors how information is already shared online. She said it may be a hassle for reporters, but it's better for the public, and that she would advocate using both. NSPR reached out to the Shasta County Sheriff's Office and the Reading Record Searchlight, but did not receive a response in time for broadcast. The Salvation Army is closing the Depot Family Crisis Center in Marysville at the end of January. The Appeal Democrat reports it's been the only year-round shelter for homeless families in Yuba and Sutter counties for more than 30 years. The nonprofit cites rising costs and lack of sustained community support. The shelter is now trying to place 8 families and 7 others. Only a separate, temporary church-run cold weather shelter program will remain. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, January 6th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.